Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Damn it, Japes. Damn it.
What happened?
I'm going to lose my wiener.
That's not what...
Yep. I'm going to lose my wiener.
That's not what happened.
I'm going to be turned from Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner now.
That's what you guys think happens. That's what you guys think happens. You think they cut your balls off.
Why?
Well, why don't you tell people what's going on with you right
they
now?
They know what's going on. I've been getting lit up all morning long.
So we had a bet.
It's been a hot morning, pun intended. Flaming hot.
We had a bet. And this was only when we heard this movie was coming out.
Hang on.
We've never even seen it.
We need to really take this from the beginning here. Mr. Montoya, who is the inventor. He really is the inventor of Flaming Hot
right.
Cheetos. Was on the show on Drinking Bros. He was a guest. He was promoting his book and a very inspiring story of his life, how he was a janitor and rose up through the ranks to create Flamin' Hot Cheetos and make them a national phenomena. Now, he does it. Huge success. Frito-Lay puts him up to, I think he was, what, VP of creative? He had a pretty high-up job or marketing or whatever it was over there.
Mm-hmm.
Took the broom out of his hand and then boom, you know?
Right.
Oh, now I'm up in the big league. He moved on up is what he did. Right. And very inspiring story. They bought the life rights from him, Fox Searchlights. And they said, we're going to make a movie out of this.
Right.
We're going to have Eva Longoria write it and direct it. This is going to be amazing. And this is going to be awesome. It sounded like a joke to me. Okay? Right. The whole thing sounded like a Lifetime movie. Wasn't about it. We kind of joked about it on this show. And I took it a big
swing.
Big swing and said, look.
Big swing.
Here's how hilarious I find all of this. Jesse's always wanted me to get a VSEC, and if this movie gets nominated for an Oscar, that has been your dream forever.
It was just when, like, you know, maybe the third Whoopsie Daisy that I was like, yeah.
There was times where I would come home from work late, and there would be a pair of scissors on my pillow, a steak knife,
yeah,
some type of paring knife was there.
Yeah, all
and
messages.
You said, hey,
just fun messages.
A bag of ice, and was like, oh, hey, maybe you can do it yourself before you come into bed.
Yeah.
Or just do it in bed and then put the ice on your wiener and after you chop it off.
Just had to send a message.
And now it's a reality. This happened today. You guys have tagged me, DM'd me endlessly about this. Want to go back to the original bet here. Now, when we did this roughly, this was over a year ago, by the way, year and a half ago. Bob, you said, pop it up on screen there.
You said
the best shot for this would probably be original song, I believe, right?
Yes.
Was that you?
Yep. That was me.
He called the entire thing. Just want to say that.
The entire thing. I was unaware that they were going to get Diane fucking Warren to write the goddamn song for this.
Right.
She's been nominated for 17 Oscars at this point. Although she's never won, which is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. So she wrote the song and then Becky G, who is a big Latina artist, recorded it.
And we were just like, you know, times being what they are, economy being what it is, they're going to get something, we thought, huh?
No. No, I didn't think any of this would happen.
We did. I'm just saying we did.
I could see that this is, I saw the path clear as day. It's not going to get screenplay or anything like that, but I could see
you
a strong Latina woman
exactly
singing
right.
a strong Latina song.
Exactly right.
So as this is going on throughout the process, I'm kind of checking back in. You guys don't know this, but I'm gonna tell you now. I'm kind of checking back into IMDb and then some of the insider sites that I read and everything else. And I was just like, all right, this movie just kind of plodded along, wasn't really talked about or anything like that. And then all of a sudden the trailer drops. And I look at the trailer and I'm like, oh shit, this is really fucking good.
Right.
Like, I would watch this.
Right.
Opening night that it comes out, because it goes straight to Disney Plus. It did not come out to theaters or anything else, which is also why I'm shocked
Smart.
To get nominated for an Oscar.
Smart.
I watched it with my son, Jax, our oldest. He's 9. He had watched the trailer and he goes, Dad, I want to watch that movie. And I was like, well, great. It's on Disney Plus. I have to watch it for work anyways. So it was a Friday night and him and I just watched it together up in the media room. And I love the film. I thought it was a great, great movie.
Right.
The story is inspirational. Whatever happened in real life, I don't really give a shit. And one of our listeners is here because we leave the doors open. We were talking about another story of heroes just kind of being shot down or people trying to disprove it or whatever. LA Times did a huge hit piece on this guy from Flamin' Hot and was like, why? The story's great. It's inspirational. I don't give a fuck what the real truth is. Gives people something to look up to. A goddamn hero, you know?
Right.
Statues aren't going to do it. Have a real person who's going around and speaking to people. And then hopefully somebody watches this movie or hears his story or read his book and actually wants to fucking work in this world. What's the harm in it?
Sure.
So whether he did it or not, I don't give a shit. I believe that he did. I'm all in on this guy and everything else. I'm stunned that this got nominated for an Oscar, because besides for Dennis Haysbert, and then there's a guy that you and I personally like who's a comedian that nobody really knows, Matt Walsh. Like, nobody really knows him, right?
He's what?
What, from Upright Citizens Brigade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Or Veep.
And Veep.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to say a title of some. It's not like you're like, oh, man, I can't wait to see his Matt Walsh movie, right?
Right.
Character actor. Great character. I love him. Great actor.
You'd
great
know him
character
if you saw
actor.
Him. For 100%. Anyone who doesn't. If you Google him right now, it's not the Daily Wire guy.
Pop it up.
No, I know. I was like,
pop
wait,
up his
what?
Picture for the audience, Bob. Yeah, it's not the Daily Wire guy. But that's what he gets confused with, right? If you say Matt Walsh in public, you're like, oh, Daily Wire guy? No. There he is. Boom. Put him up on screen there.
Mm-hmm.
Great actor.
Is he in this or?
He is in this movie.
Okay.
Great actor. He was great in this. Mm-hmm. But when your two most famous actors are character actors, it's pretty tough to see that it would get nominated for an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. Mm-hmm. Diane Warren ends up doing the song,
mm-hmm.
nominated for Oscar, just like Bob predicted would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got to get my dick lopped off.
Right.
And get a vasectomy. So just want you to know, that's going down. I'm a man of my words. I've got to stop making these on-air bets because I keep losing all of them.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'd wear a fucking Baker Mayfield jersey on Amazon. Like, I had to fucking had one shipped in and wear it on the show.
Hey, can I offer maybe another solution?
What's that, Bob?
Saw those on the screen. I was like, what are you doing?
Just to put a little coffee stopper in there whenever you got to get busy.
Just a little.
You still get all the feeling.
Right.
But none of the.
None of the pleasure.
No, you get all the pleasure. There's no con or anything. You just, you know, stop what needs to be stopped.
That's not really how that works.
Science.
But,
it's science. It'll never come out.
Yeah, dude. So look.
So and it's only $70 for like how many? Oh, like 400 of. Oh, yeah.
For
oh, my
2000?
God.
2,000.
2,000.
Come on.
Yeah. That won't even get me through the week, Bob, but whatever.
Right.
Whatever. Now, I have placed a call to a beef fry of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, everybody in our neighborhood uses the same doctor, and they said it's pretty fucking quick. So
mm-hmm.
I'll make the fucking appointment, and I'll get my wiener lopped off, and then maybe we can put it up on set here in a formaldehyde jar. All right? That's what's going down. And congratulations to Flaming Hot on their Oscar nomination today. Are you kidding me, dude? Say that out loud. Flamin' Hot,
mm-hmm.
the Cheeto movie, has been nominated an Oscar.
Whose is that?
That is...
This is Rasputin's penis.
Really?
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we could have this on the set.
Okay.
It's Rasputin.
Okay. Is it for sale?
No, it's in a museum. It's Grigori Rasputin's penis.
Wow. It's a weird penis.
Can't show it. Yeah, can't show it. Just know that it's...
It's like a dead elephant trunk.
Yeah, really scary looking.
Oh, God. Get that out of my face forever. The other thing that I want to point out is the name of the song, too. Because even when they were promoting this, and we talked about it a couple months ago, I think in December, I was like, oh, shit. They're starting to spend money on an ad campaign. Remember that? And I was mm-hmm. like, they're starting to spend money on an ad campaign. This could go down. It's the Flamin' Hot Cheeto movie, and the song is called The Fire Inside.
Yep.
All of this seems so unbelievable.
We're going to snub it out. We're going to take away your fire. Do you know what I'm saying?
Boy, dude. I mean,
and that's what we've done.
You're extinguishing
extinguishing your fire.
You're extinguishing it. It's gone.
You're such
a
fuck, though. The first thing you said was like, well, as long as you're like totally done.
Well, I didn't know. Are you?
No, it's just like such a.
It's not at all. Are you really done?
I mean, yes, my rational mind, yes. My age. You know,
but then you just think about a baby.
You're not old.
Yeah, but then you're always, even when you know it's the right thing to do, you're always going to be like,
yeah, I've been looking at my kids like, because the younger one just turned one like four days ago. And I'm like,
I know.
Yeah. I'm a done.
I know.
And that's the thing, guys. And like for her, because you said this to me this morning, you were like, I'm old. I'm like, no, one, you're not old. You're super fucking hot. So like, I don't. It's tough. I don't look at you and see that. Now, you might be feeling something else on the inside, but I personally don't look at you and see that. The other thing that I think about, too, is because another friend of mine asked me over the weekend, who was just like, hey, what do you think? And, you know, because Birdie's going to turn 2 here in May. Mm-hmm. And you look at it and you're like, man. And they were like, would you have any more? And I was like, you know what? If I was super fucking rich, if like the seltzer company was sold and all that other shits, like I would definitely love kids. And I don't, everybody I talk to now who is getting out of the nest stage, who's, you know, their kids are grown up and all that other stuff. I go, what do you guys do? And most of them have said the same thing. They were like, man, they go to travel to see their college kids things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever they're doing. But they're like, we're pretty fucking bored, dude. And I'm like, all right, because you're at an age where, you know, you still got another 30 years left in your life, 20 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are gone. And then what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so me personally, yeah, if I was endlessly rich, I have a fucking army of them, and I just wouldn't really care. But you know, you that's why I asked if you were done this morning.
I mean, you can't really ask that in an emotional way. It has to be like, look, logistically, we got to be done. You know what I'm saying, or whatever.
Sure. Look, I'll leave the decision up to you, but I'll get the V-sec.
So fucked up.
That's not fucked up. I don't want to take that gift away from you, too. You know?
Oh God.
What?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, okay. We're good.
So you've made up your mind.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
So I will get my penis chopped off.
Yep.
And it'll be on set.
Yeah.
And that's where it will live. And
I understand. I understand why it's hard for people want to get vasectomies, because they do chop your penis off.
Clean off.
You know, and so that is a big decision. I understand that.
Clean off. So,
I just said, don't rule out the coffee stoppers.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's go over the rest of the Oscar noms, because I'm going to be honest. I got tagged and DM'd so many times this morning that I didn't see the rest of the list. I was so shocked trying to fact check these people. I thought people were fucking with me, and they were not.
What? Oh, okay.
Of the flaming hot movie being nominated for an Oscar.
That's only funny to us as like an inside joke, yeah, but this is one of the funniest sets of nominations I've ever seen.
Okay, so honestly, let me pull it up here. You've got it right there, Bob? Yeah. Okay, great. So I'm going to go off of yours, all right? So this is the first time I'm seeing these, so forgive me.
Can you see that?
Best Picture. Yeah, motherfucker. My eyes are great.
Okay.
I could see through a goddamn wall. American Fiction for Best Picture. Haven't seen it, but a lot of people have said it's very good.
I love the premise. You know what the premise
is? So do I, yeah.
Yeah, that a smart like black author can't sell his books, so he writes a quote-unquote black book. Like, it's sort of like, like a male Precious, you know what I mean? It's like him growing up in like the hood and like the worst possible.
And then it just like goes explodes. Crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very like Issa Rae's in it, right? Which is like right up her alley of kind of satirizing.
I actually
all of
want
that.
To see this weekend.
It sounds really good. And
is
also,
it out on streaming yet?
I'll check. Okay. Also, I want to note, just low key, one of the most underrated actors going right now is Jeffrey Wright. I fucking love Jeffrey Wright.
He's always been great. His biggest issue is he's looked 65 years old his entire life, and I can't picture him not being bald with a like a light grayish beard.
And readers,
yeah, yeah, for his entire career.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's one of those weird, great character actors, he's amazing. Did he get nominated too?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
He did, good, okay. All right, next up is Anatomy of a Fall. I don't know that one.
It won all the Golden Globes, or like a lot of Golden Globes. It's a French movie, but it's in English or something like that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Barbie, look, you had to do it. It made $1.2 billion. I was on the right side of history on that one when it first came out. Just want you guys to remember that. So
we were bullied into liking it for a little bit, but the veil has
lifted. Who bullied you?
Everyone.
Women bullied you, I think.
Everyone.
Women did.
Society bullied me.
No. That was your own. I told you the exact same thing. I go, hey.
It's not horrible.
It's not for you is what you said. And
both things are true.
Script
it's
wasn't
not
good.
For
it
you.
Was just the script.
It's not for you. And it wasn't great. But it was fine. It just wasn't this like big transformative thing that they were trying to make it out to be.
But I walked out of there. And I also said this on the show. I go, dude, Gosling could be nominated for an Oscar for this. I don't know if he was, but...
he was.
Oh, he was.
Oh, he was.
Fuck you.
He's God the only person. Well, he's not the only person.
Let's go. Let's go, Ross. Proud of you, Ross. Next up is The Holdovers.
Heard those good.
I haven't seen it yet. We'll catch up on these before the Oscars. We got some time here. Killers of the Flower Moon, which was Delco's favorite movie of the year. Congratulations to you.
That and not Napoleon. True. That and Napoleon. No, he loved both of them.
He saw it in the theater. He Not saw true. Killers of the Flower Moon
I did.
In theaters.
I did see it in theaters, but it was pretty mid.
You host a history show, and you said, you know what? Instead of going to see Napoleon, which I could actually talk about in the show, I'm going to go see this make-em-up of Killers of the Flower
Moon. Well, I was waiting for Rob and Jake to watch it. Also, Killers of the Flower Moon, a true story.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, they fictionalized a non-fiction book.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So, like, what is that?
I shouldn't even say fictionalized. They sort of built more of a narrative out of a nonfiction book.
Yeah,
gotcha. Because there were so many rewrites. You know, we've talked about this over the last 2 years. all the characters got switched. People weren't where they were supposed to be. And then they made the chick have a bigger role in this because Scorsese felt like the script was too white or about white people or something. Did she get nominated?
Yes.
She won the Golden Globe. Yeah. Okay. Next up was Bradley Cooper. You know, Jew face. Just doing Jew face.
But good for him.
Maestro. Good for you, B-Coops.
Oppenheimer, obviously.
Oppenheimer is going to win. I don't even know why the rest of these people would show up.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
Ever made. Ever made. And the pacing on a 3.5-hour dialogue-driven movie is nuts, dude. He's the best.
And I think that's why they're giving kind of gimmies to every other nomination. Because they're like, look, Oppenheimer's going to win. So at least they can say... they're Oscar nominated.
Yeah, Barbie can say I'm Oscar nominated.
Because they know everyone.
It was just the most exciting 3 hours of dialogue I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I know.
It's unfucking
And Tarantino and Cillian Murphy,
you can't
talk to you.
The pacing of it. Well, no, look. But Tarantino's not up. He's not up for an Oscar.
I know, but I'm just saying 3 hours of dialogue. That's a Tarantino like.
Kind of, but they pull guns on each other and shoot each other a little bit. Even when it's
mostly.
Literally dialogue and not really even showing the big event that we came to see. Huh?
Yeah, and then even when they did it, it was in silence. Well, not to spoil it, but
they still blew up a fucking atom bomb.
Oh, I know. It rocks. It's the greatest. It's one of the greatest movies ever, and it's going to win. Past Lives is up there. I don't know what that thing is.
Looks cute.
Poor Things. We want to see. That's with Emma Stone, I believe.
Do you know the plot of Poor Things?
I don't. And
it's Frankenstein.
Kind of.
It's like,
so I want to see it and I don't want to be a prude about it. I want to watch like what people make. I want to watch weird stuff and stuff
going.
Like that.
Uh-huh. I know where you're going. Go.
But you know what the kind of main thing is?
What's that?
Hitting puberty again? What's happening?
No, it's they take a baby's brain. Mm-hmm. They put it in an adult woman and then that adult woman spends most of the movie getting drilled.
Yeah. And like being a total whore.
Why?
Because that they take her back to her to what the idea of the movie is taking you back to your basic, just like whatever you
She's
want
an id.
To do.
She's an id. It's like a toddler, right?
So you just whatever you want. You say like if you don't like food, you fucking throw it across the room. If you want to hump something, you just do it.
Nope, I don't like any of this.
So it's all her. Yeah, she's an id, right? There's ego. There's id. That she's an id. Yeah. She just wants all the base things, food. And, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And in one of those things is because she's an adult body, even though it's like a baby brain, toddler brain, whatever, is to just get, I guess, fucked all the time.
Oh, God, dude.
I mean, calm down, Bob.
At no point when I was a toddler was I thinking about sex, any form of sex, nothing. We've got our oldest is 9. He can't even process a girlfriend or anything else. Like, nothing.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
Because
I don't want to be like, we can't make art. Like,
I think she grows up in it. No?
I don't know.
I think it's like.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. We'll check it out first. But the premise sounds awful.
Sounds awful.
Sounds like a pedophile.
Sounds
movie.
Like we're normalizing something, huh?
Yeah. Last one up here is The Zone of Interest. Is that a Holocaust movie? You sure? Yeah.
And is it any type of
historical? It is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is a Holocaust.
It's an Auschwitz movie.
Yeah, I told you, dude. Auschwitz. Damn it, I got it. You know?
Rob just sounded so confident.
I know. Like,
I
Jesus
didn't
Christ.
Think it was. I for some reason, I didn't think it was.
He does
that's
this
how
a lot.
You do
us,
do that a lot.
That's how he gets us with a lot of things.
He does it on Softcore History all the time.
Well, he weaponizes his intelligence.
No, not even that.
He's got a computer in front. Yeah, because he was fucking calling me out on a goddamn Trump thing yesterday, and that wasn't the answer either. You just had so much confidence in it, I had no way to fact check you on air.
Well, I think that was two people having so much confidence about things.
Yeah, we need a fact checker for the fact checker.
Yeah, exactly.
Who watches The Watchmen?
Best actor, here we go. B-Coops, that's...
nope.
Boy, sorry, B-Coops. Coleman Domingo, whoever the fuck that is, for a movie called Rustin, whatever the fuck that is. Let's just say it, some of these are bought. Last year, they paid for that woman to get in. This year, it appears as if they paid for this guy to get in. Nobody's heard this movie, seen it, nothing.
Yeah, but you can pay. Basically, what's on the table, though, is you can pay for a nomination. Because Cillian Murphy is winning. So it's like, you go, look, this is the deal.
Yep.
Also, Rustin's an MLK movie, right?
I've never heard of it. I have no idea.
Yeah, I just looked it up, yeah.
So they needed a black. They were like, hey, guys, we don't have a... No, they got Jeffrey Wright. Huh. Mm-hmm. That's a weird one. I don't know what this movie is. Cillian Murphy is going to win. This is pretty fucking easy. Jeffrey Wright, great actor, not going to win. I don't even need to see that movie. No one did what Cillian Murphy did for 3.5 hours in that fucking thing. Holy shit.
No. Now, Paul Giamatti won a Golden Globe, but I think he was actually support. Oh, no. Holdover is a comedy, so he won comedy actor at the Golden Globes. Yeah.
Correct. And look, it's fine, but nobody did what Cillian Murphy did. I guarantee you, if by some weird fucking stroke of luck Paul Giamatti wins, I bet you he gets up on stage and gives it to Cillian Murphy. We all watched that movie and saw what he did. Like, it's virtually impossible.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's winning.
He's winning. Next up, we got Best Supporting Actor, Sterling K. Brown. Love him. He was one of the greatest. I think he won an Emmy and a Golden Globe for the O.J. That trial. He was fucking awesome in that. God damn. He was Johnny Cochran.
No.
Courtney B. Vance was Johnny Cochran.
He was
Darden.
He was Darden, that's right. I always get those two confused.
Yeah.
wonder why. Next up, Robert De Niro. Is that worth it? Delco, you saw this movie. Should he get nominated?
I mean, he was typical De Niro. He was good.
Okay. I wasn't a huge vote of confidence there.
I just don't like the movie that much.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, after this many years of De Niro doing De Niro, you're kind of like,
oh, it's De Niro.
We can't give you an Oscar for doing that anymore.
Well, he got nominated.
Yeah, he does the De Niro gangster thing. He kills people.
Right, and is very stoic and, you know, says a lot.
Right.
With not saying anything.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Next up, RDJ, Robert Downey Jr. there for Oppenheimer. You can go ahead and give that to him as well. He won the Golden Globe. Ryan Gosling for Barbie, which I predicted. Great in it. I just don't know how he's beating out RDJ.
It would be so fucking funny.
It'd be
so
hilarious. I would love it.
That's
I agree.
The only major category Barbie has even a chance of winning it.
Screenplay.
Nope.
I think they're going to give it to him.
No.
The screenplay was bad.
It's up against Oppenheimer.
It's up against Oppenheimer.
They're going to have to give her something.
No, they don't.
No. We'll see. No, they don't. They've given her enough.
Mark Ruffalo is the last one. That fucking guy. God damn it, man.
Yeah, you love it.
Hate him so much. And every year they just give him a nomination for a movie that he did 30 years ago. It's crazy. Was the movie that great that they just keep giving him all this shit 30 years ago? What was it? You Can Count on Me?
Yeah.
I'll never remember the name of that.
I know you won't.
You Can Count on Me. Oh, everybody says the same thing. Oh, it's so good. You Can Count on Me. It's so great.
No, it's just when he was imprinted on all of us, or when you went back and went, oh, right? Like he was doing romantic comedies, whatever, and then you go, oh, okay, I get it.
I don't get it. I hate Mark Ruffalo. Next up, Best Supporting Actress, Emily Bleasey for Oppenheimer. She was great. Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, huh? Did they not have another... What? Black person to nominate in that category, probably? Because she wasn't nominated in the Golden Globes or anything.
There is.
Yeah, she was.
No, she wasn't. It was Fantasia.
Divine Joy Randolph is also black.
Oh, from The Holdovers. Okay, yes. Yeah. That's a weird one, man. Somebody paid off for The Color Purple. America Ferrera, what?
I don't know who would pay off, though. Was there someone connected that, like, could?
For The Color Purple? Hmm. Man, I can think of a name.
I can't think of it, though.
Yeah? You get a car. Oprah bought that bullshit.
Good
for her. America Ferrera and Barbie. I like America Ferrera.
No, this one's insane.
She is a lovely person. This was a terrible performance.
Her monologue was awful.
Awful. And it's been joked about and memed and all that other stuff forever. And like, I cannot believe this happened. Next up, Jodie Foster for Naiad. I know you're a huge fan of that movie.
Yeah, I love it.
You and all your girls got together and watched the inspiring story of a woman swimming through the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you loved it.
When she thought she was too old to do it.
And then that Divine Joy Randolph, she was the woman with the largest breast we've ever seen at the Golden Globes.
I don't know if it was the largest breast or how she was presenting them, which was on a shelf.
Is that what she's nominated for?
I would say yes. So.
I mean, it was really impressive. So they were on a shelf.
I didn't know who this person was until that.
And she would move and they would not fall out, which I think I mean, amazing. And she's good. Like, I like her.
She's good. Yeah.
You know,
she's a good actor. It's just it was an odd outfit choice.
She doesn't have a lot of range, so I'm wondering if this is the first thing that people have kind of seen her in. But she was in Yellow Jackets, right? She was in Only Murders. Was she not?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She's been around and in a lot of things. She plays the same person.
I forgot she was the detective in Only Murders.
Only Murders, yeah. And then was also the detective in Yellow Jackets, right? Wasn't she?
I believe so, yes.
She was something.
Yeah.
Maybe?
I don't really care. She's nominated there. We'll move down to...
Oh, hold on, you missed Best Actress.
Best Actress.
Oh, shit. All right. I said Jodie Foster. Doing. Yeah, we just finished it.
No, you got Best Supporting Actress.
Oh, Best Supporting Actress.
Best Actress you missed up top.
Ah,
oh.
Annette Bening for Naiad. Again, your favorites. I know you love it, and you're amped about it.
I fucking love Annette Bening. You don't like the landscape architect?
It's a great movie.
Or no, she's awesome. You don't like the, what is it?
It's from the movie you're quoting is the Kevin Spacey movie.
I totally
American Beauty.
Up.
Yeah. And you
just don't like the plants. Yeah, you don't like the plants? I can call my landscape architect. Solved. The vacuuming, fucking slapping herself.
She's great.
She's so fucking good.
She won the Oscar for it. Then Lily Gladstone, that engine from Killers of the Flower Moon. She'll probably win, right? She won the Golden Globe.
Yeah. Or Anatomy of a Fall is gaining steam, but I'm not sure.
Who is Sandra Hiller?
You've never seen her in anything other than at the Golden
Plain
Globes.
Some plain French-looking person.
Okay. Carey Mulligan for Maestro there, and Emma Stone. Shit, Emma Stone might win, actually.
That's
she
true.
Won. She won in she won the Golden Globes. That would be great because at least the speech would be good. I don't want to hear a 15-minute rant about the tribal nation that you're trying to keep the language still alive and everything.
The
else.
Blackfoot. Like, Blackfeet.
I'm all good on it.
Gosh, Russ.
We lost that battle. I don't give a shit about my ancestors
either.
That
one's an easy one,
though. Which one?
I like that it's an easy one.
What, Blackfoot?
It's the Blackfoot Nation.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I can get behind that.
That was the beauty of Indians, though, and I love that about them, is they just name things after what they saw or did. Chief Running Bear. Yeah, he fucking ran up to a bear and killed it. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Blackfeet. Great. They didn't have shoes, and they were just running around dirty as shit all day. Uh-huh. I enjoy that.
Sure.
You know? Little Big River. Oh, cool. His mom had him down by the river, and that's how they washed him off. All the things are very basic and easy. One would say we should do that now instead of Ashley with an E-I-G-H in it. That happened. That I had a meeting with somebody like that yesterday where I was like, who the fuck did this?
It's Ashley.
Yeah.
So Emma Stone, Poor Things, I think. Yeah. So Best Supporting Actor, we did that. Best Supporting Actress, Best Director.
Jonathan Glazer. For Zone of Interest.
Well, again, you've got to get... If there's a Holocaust movie, you got to put that in there.
Just do a Holocaust movie and you'll get nominated.
There's an indigenous person, you got
to... Who is sneezing over and over again? God damn it, man. Get it together, Delco.
Why don't you get the heat fixed?
It's working.
I'm
in short sleeves right now. It's great in here.
Just saying, you know.
It's no longer 10 degrees in this fucking city. What else we got there? Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, winner.
Yorgos.
We're done. We're done with all this shit. It's look,
Yorgos.
It's Christopher Nolan and that's it. International feature film. Boo! Go get nominated in your own country. I don't give a shit about this. Mucking up the Oscars. You could knock out a good hour of this show just by eliminating that stupid
I thought
shit.
You were mad that one year that an international film was in like the normal
oh,
category.
100%. I was pissed off
now
about
you're
it.
Mad
you know
that
what it
we
was
haven't.
It was it Parasite
yeah. yeah
Parasite won best
yeah
film,
dumb
yeah.
dumb
no it was a good film
it was not it was great, not a good film
it was a great film
I all the way up until the end I was like oh man something's gonna happen here and then it didn't and I was like what the fuck is
I mean
this
or
bullshit?
Did it
did happen. What? There's someone locked in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Multiple people die.
Boo!
I agree. It's not best picture worthy, but it was good. It was just, but like I've said before on the show, I think it's like a bunch of people saw a movie from East Asia for the first time and were right. like, oh my God.
And they're like, they actually can make like normal stuff.
Yeah. I was
Do
like,
we get nominated in other countries? I'm asking a serious question for best foreign picture in like China or England or something like that.
I think Barbie would be nominated somewhere else.
I think maybe in like the BAFTAs, certainly.
Yeah.
But. I don't know about. I don't know or care about China. There's only like
best
three countries that make
foreign
movies.
Picture.
Yeah, but
I don't know. Like again, American films win awards in Cannes.
Yeah. So like everyone is like looking at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
So like, why would we care if we're, you know, they maybe nominate.
I'm just saying. Right, great. Do it in your own fucking thing. Let's cut out an hour of this show. Get rid of that. Get rid of best short, best documentary short. Best animated short. That's not an Oscar.
We can get rid of all that.
We can get rid of all of that. You can get rid of the international bullshit, too. Let's chop this show down to 2 hours on the dot. It's super
also
easy.
Also, you can combine, I think, like sound editing and sound design.
It's always the same people who win. They usually win both.
I know. You can, because you have
and it's
to.
The same
you
people.
Can't win for sound design and then not for editing. You know what I mean? It's like
I
the
agree.
Same thing.
I agree. Adapted screenplay is up there. Oh, animated feature. What is this? The Boy and the Heron.
That one's winning. Okay.
Elemental. Why is The Boy and the Heron winning? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. It somehow.
Robot they, Dreams? What the fuck
look,
is that?
They decided in Hollywood that this was like the cool, like, anime type thing to like. And so it's winning. Yeah, Robot Dreams, Spider-Man, whatever. Elemental was really good, but it wasn't.
Great, yeah.
Anything different?
Scratch the category. All these are foreign pictures, dude. Get them out of there. I'm all done with that. Give that out online. Adapted screenplay, American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. All right, let's point out the obvious here. Barbie adapted from what?
Yeah. Do you know
a doll?
What was it adapted from?
It's not a book.
Literally, so it's like, just I feel this like it, short story of how Barbie came to America.
That's no, it. But it's a true.
All the characters are not all the characters. About 50% of the characters are like IP that already existed. I think it should be original. I think it got screwed here. But,
I agree.
But there is. It's not a totally ridiculous argument.
So, by the way, that's what I was telling you guys earlier. So I wasn't aware that it was up for adapted. That's why I said it would win. I thought for sure it would be an original screenplay. And then that's where they would give the win to. You know what I'm saying?
No, because then it would be up against Anatomy of a Fall, Holdovers, Maestro, May, December, Past Life.
Yeah,
so
you can
not
get rid of
winning.
All those. Nah, yeah, you could beat. Barbie could beat those because it's a female writer. They would give it to her in original.
So
Anatomy of a Fall, I think, is a female writer.
Yeah.
Might,
no, but,
I have
but,
to assume May,
but
December.
May, December,
is
right?
But the movie that made $1.2 billion has to win something, right?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
No, he's.
Do you know what I mean?
Wish.
Like there's best song and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, it'll probably win best song.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it up for best song? Keep scrolling.
Two.
Here.
It's okay. Competing
two
against
oh, wow.
itself right. in best song.
Scroll
so,
down here. Viz effects. We can
the
skip
percentage.
Original score. We can skip an original song. All right. It never went away from American Symphony. Don't know what the fuck that is. I'm Just Ken from Barbie. Oh, that would be awesome if that won. Actually. That would be great.
Now, if the Flamin' Hot song actually wins.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, now we need to kick it up a notch.
I think you have to actually cut off your dick.
No. He gets a backside vasectomy. And what that means is we put in a colostomy bag.
A sea bag out back? Yeah. Oh, Jabes. You know we got some sponsors that put our little tiny show on the air. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Without them, none of this would be possible. Same as Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Now. Some might say what the people at MyBookie have created over there at MyBookie.com is more important than what Jesus did, you know?
It's changing more lives, for sure.
Probably. You know, if you had your choice to pick up a Bible or to pick up your phone and bet online, I'm doing that every time.
Right.
Man, I use this fucking site so much. It's a true story. I didn't know that iPhone saves like your favorites on the underneath. So like if you go to Google and search whatever the fuck you're going to search, you know,
mm-hmm.
Raspberry Beret by Prince, right? And you're like, oh, great. It says it brings up the most used apps that you've used and websites.
Right.
MyBookie's number one of mine. That's how much I'm on that goddamn thing.
Yeah,
I love it. It was a rough 8-9 weeks for me in the NFL, and then last weekend I dominated, I crushed, I won all the parlays, teasers, all the fun things. I did it. I finally fucking did it. I did feel some shame though, and I didn't post it because my bookie will usually like retweet it or whatever, and they know that I've lost a lot in the last week, so I didn't. I was shamed. Now it was up in Drinking Bros Sports. So if you listen to this show or Drinking Bros or anything else, subscribe to Drinking Bros Sports. All my bet slips before all of these go in there. I've been laughed at a lot this year, and that's fine. Dish it out. You got to take it, obviously. But we finally got some big wins. Won $2,300 this weekend. So it was good. And definitely going all in on Sunday's games. We'll be doing a show, the NFL show here, either today or tomorrow, picking those wieners as well over there. Golf is a blast to bet on over there. Prop bets, how many cutaways are going to have to Taylor Swift. You can bet on all kinds of weird shit on my bookie. The election. The election's on there. Really? Donald Trump is now favored.
Right. Yeah.
Favored. He's the favorite by a lot.
I think they're going to do like how long the national anthem is and how many times. Yeah.
So for the Super Bowl, and we do an entire show on that. So those are called prop bets. Usually for the Super Bowl, there's like 1,000 prop bets, and Dan and I do all of them. They just announced the national anthem singer, by the way. You know the rules, right? If they're white, bet the under. If they're black, bet the over on the national anthem. And it's Reba this year. It's Reba McEntire. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was Reba.
Isn't Post Malone doing...
He's doing the pre-show shit. But why? Did you hear he was doing something else?
Yeah, isn't there like...
Bob, look that up. Is Post Malone doing...
I think there's National Anthem, and then there's like...
America the Beautiful. Yeah, which is Post Malone doing that?
Yeah, doing? He's doing America the Beautiful.
No shit. So you'll probably be able to bet on that too.
Probably.
With him, he takes his time. Reba is a professional.
For sure.
She's going to hit it to the second and get the under. You can already bet that on my bookie.
Yeah, he's going to make it like a special, a coup version, a coup, probably. Yeah. And it's going to be many half beats behind. So I would go over.
I go the over on that, yeah. But he is fantastic live, so I'm sure he'll crush that performance. Reba's an interesting one for me. You know, good for her. Reba's finally getting her fucking flowers, dude. Just an old school pro.
Good for her.
What's the song that Bob always talks about? Fancy?
Fancy. He loves Reba, and so do I. And we also love my bookie.
Sure,
and I do like the prop bets gets kind of everyone involved. So we're going to be doing most of that on Super Bowl, and then you guys will be making actual bets. Everyone's happy.
But they also have squares, and that you can share with your wife, your girlfriends, or your boyfriends, whatever you're into, where you just pick a number. 1 through 10 and or 0 through 9. I'm sorry. And then if that's the last digit of the score for the quarter, you win a bunch of money. Last year I won 2 out of 4 quarters. I won $500 last year. It was
on
awesome.
My bookie.
Yeah. And the wild thing was, we were at the game itself, so I wasn't really checking the phone that much. And when I got home, I was like, oh, shit, I fucking won. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So go to mybookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you don't have something on these games in the background here, are you really alive? Just ask yourself that. All right. Next up, we got DietSmoke.com. Welcome back. Our good friends over at Diet Smoke. I love those guys. If you're new to THC, I'll break it down for you here. Diet Smoke crafts their premium THC products from 100% American-grown hemp. Fuck you, mom and dad. Speaking of crafting, the fellas over there at Diet Smoke have cooked up another can't-miss product. Their new Shrooms THC blended gummies have launched. And my God, they are a chef's kiss.
They're perfect.
Love those goddamn things. You take two of them, dude. It's a real goddamn good time.
Yeah, but that's what the good thing is about Diet Smoke is that they're so like
dialed in,
consistent that you can go, okay, tonight I want to do one or two or whatever.
Yep.
As opposed to other brands.
Totally.
You're just like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Gigantic fan of these guys. Plus, they ship discreetly. So if you don't want your wife or your children's to know that you're doing drugs when they go to bed, well, it's easy. But look, if you have a job that you got to piss for, It is, look, it's real weed, it's THC and all that stuff, and yeah, you're going to piss hot for it. Each Diet Smoke product is third-party tested. So on the bag, there's a QR code, and you can scan it to make sure it's the exact milligrams that it's supposed to be and everything else. Only company that really offers that. And the other thing that sets them apart, the way they are with their customers, if you don't like one of the new things or flavor or whatever, just call them, and they'll fucking swap it out for free. Or they'll give you your money back. They really don't give a shit over there. They're fucking rad to work with. Best gummies in the business. I'm a lightweight, so I use like 10 milligrams. But they have anything from 5 all the way up to 150 milligrams. It's awesome. So here's the fun part for our listeners. You can go to dietsmoke.com. Use the code DB50 for 50% off any item, including the shroom gummies, which is rad. So again, go to dietsmoke.com. Use promo code DB50 for 50% off any item, including the new shroom gummies. Remember, got to be 21 years or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly, and cheers to Diet Smoke. Yes, they ship to all 50 states, by the way, even though it's weed. Last but not least, we get hardafseltzer.com. Let's go, baby.
Woo woo.
You were in the store. You were in HEB last night here in Austin.
I was.
Trying to buy it. We got N units in all the HEBs, which is impossible, and I didn't know. I sent you in there to buy a 12 pack for the games this weekend, and you said they were fucking gone. Were they sold out?
They were gone. They had one left in the back.
Okay,
that was like the corner was broken. It was taped. Almost
it
like
happens. Yeah,
it happens. But they were kind of just like, oh well, we do have one. Yeah, if you want it that bad, and they were just like, this stuff is, I mean,
it's great.
Going crazy.
That's
They're like,
awesome.
What's the deal with it? I was like, well, it's 8%. Mm-hmm. It's not sweet.
Yep.
So you're not going to taste like a sweet fake sugar. Low calories.
Yeah.
Great flavors.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys need to try it.
They're you
like,
can't mess. You can't mess. It's great. Go to hardyfseltzer.com, click on the store locator, and all you got to do is type in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest store near you. And we're in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas. We're in every single Total Wines in the Southeast. So if there's a Total Wines in your city or state, we're in every single Total Wines. That's the easiest one to remember for those guys. If you're in Alabama, we're in all the Piggly Wigglies, even that Birmingham one that just opened, that sweet one up there, next to the nice neighborhood up there. We're there. And then HEB's in Texas, we are in. They're filling them back up super quickly. HEB's on it, dude. And then every Total Wine in the state of Texas as well. And we are slowly, slowly expanding across everything out there. Look, if you're going to bet on the game, if you're going to bet on the game on Sunday and go and watch it somewhere in Ohio, let's say, we're at the Short North Pint House down there, Urban Myers Pint House in Dublin out there, or Standard Hall on campus. 14-0 Liquors has got y'all stocked up as well on campus, North Campus Market. And don't forget that BP station on 17th and Summit next to the Sigma Chi House up there. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, we're everywhere as well. If you're going to Ramajama to watch the games this weekend, we're the official hard seltzer right next to the stadium over there of Ramajama. And Quirks and Tops on campus, the Shell Station at 1405 University Boulevard has got it stocked up. And Frugal McDougal's in Nashville. I didn't forget about you. I love you. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support us. Support the show. And if you're not in a surrounding state or in the state itself, we still ship right to your house. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. It's a sea bag.
Oh,
you know, hey, you know what the worst
really
punishment
good.
Would be is to watch me eat an entire bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos on air because I hate them. I'm like the one person who doesn't like them. I realize that I'm in the minority here, so I'm not even going to go on a rant about it. Like them. I've got a baby mouth. They're too hot for me.
I just don't like Cheetos in general. Really.
I love Cheetos.
What?
Love fucking Cheetos.
Chips.
What
and
are
that
you
kind
talking
of
about?
Chips aren't really my thing.
Oh boy, Delco.
Or like snacks like that.
I don't know that you'll ever get married.
I think he's AI.
I think he's
an AI person.
I feel like it. Like this feels like a non-real person.
Like he's able to just like work out all the time, not eat it. You know
not
what I mean?
Not eat
like,
chips, dude.
Not drink. Like
what do you do? Like Super Bowl parties
it.
Or I mean, there's a dip everywhere in this life.
No, I just eat the meat.
Now look, we know someone else like that who's also AI.
Yeah. Well, also the two biggest haters in the office, so that's not a big shock.
Meat makes you
literally
aggressive.
Everything. The two of you guys.
Dan
Jesus
is
Christ.
A real hater.
Yeah. No, both of you guys are. It's crazy.
Delco's not.
Dan, earlier when I said I look at my kids and think about how I want another one when I just see them playing, Dan shot me the filthiest, genuine look. It was
sure
not
serious.
It was maybe the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I'm not a hater, though.
I know.
You love your
but
kids,
a father, like, talking lovingly about his kids.
Who actually wants more kids because they enjoy their children.
I'm sorry. I wasn't raised that way, all right?
Well, clearly.
Delco, I don't
turned
know if
out
you ever
fine.
Held.
I
for
turned
Christ
out
sakes.
Fine.
Look, if you
did
want
you?
Your...
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. That was good, actually.
Man.
Sorry, I'm just not used to that gay ass shit where your father, like, loves
you and fucking feeds you. What's the other Barbie song here? What was I made for?
That's the Billie Eilish song.
God
but
damn it.
Honestly, they only. I'm just Ken is there because they. To be performed.
But it should win. Give it to him. Let's have some fucking fun at the Oscars. Fire Inside is not going to win. Let's just
chunk that
off the list.
That little Billie Eilish and then, song is good too.
And then what do they get? Another engine there for the Killers of the Flower Moon song? Is it some didgeridoo song or?
By the way, I was going to try and listen to that before
the show started.
Yeah, because I know it's probably like a parangui or.
It's over a drum.
It has to be.
Bob, it is.
Bob, you can. I
saw it, so I can probably tell you what it is.
I'll tell you what, because we're on YouTube today. If we're at Patreon, we just fucking play this shit. Joel, play this song aloud in the office, because the mics won't pick it up for everybody else. The way we don't get dinged on YouTube.
I'll spell it for you, pal.
Because we're only getting 2 subscribers a day. Hit the fucking
just
notification bell and subscribe.
Killers of the Flower Moon, a song for my people.
Yeah. WAHZHAZHE.
Did you get all that, Joel? Do you want to buy another vowel?
That's the one word.
That's the craziest name of all time.
A song for my people. Now, listen, I have not seen the movie. I did not listen to the song, but I already have an idea.
So do I. It's in my mind. I got
to
know.
I just need to know if it's.
And if you guys see arrows flying through set, you'll know why, too.
And it's a little bit of like. Yeah. It's a little bit of like what you did the other day with that country singer.
What did I do?
Dead,
with the
by
singer?
The way. You sang, they had an indigenous person part in one of their songs, and they had you.
Do the native.
Yeah.
By the way, Joel showed it to me after. I don't watch you, don't worry. But he showed it to me. I was like, dead. It was really, really funny and not bad. But anyway,
thank
do you.
You
have it?
Thank you. I do have a great voice. I do have a great voice. Let's play the song, Joel. I got to know. Play it aloud. Commercial, Joel. Oh, my God. This is, I mean, dead on exactly what I thought.
No, I know, but I need like some kind of main.
I'm pretty sure this was in the trailer.
We've got listeners here, too. They're laughing because they know. As soon as I said engine,
they
you were like,
it.
Oh, this is exactly
they
what
love
this
it.
Is going to be. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Well, Joel, you can continue.
By
it
the
actually
way,
doesn't
pumped.
Bother me, Joel.
By the way, I'm pumped up right
same
now.
Here.
You know what I mean?
I want to go kill a white
I'm
man.
I'm ready to fucking scalp.
I'm ready to go fucking...
Scalp someone.
Scalp someone, kill a bear for my family tonight to eat, smoke weed in my teepee. I'm ready to do all of it. Smoke signals out to my all my homies.
Peace
buffalo,
pipe.
Buffalo are coming.
A peace pipe, a sweat lodge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All huddled up.
Okay, turn it off.
Or keep it going, Joel.
Kill it.
It doesn't bother me. I love it. It actually inspires me. It inspires me, Joel.
Joel, really kill it.
Joel, it inspires me. Joel, I'm pretty bumped up right now.
So
I'm going to listen to this at the gym later.
So there's no, like, song to, like...
Words? Sometimes with songs, there doesn't have to be words.
Those are words.
They're words. Oh, we just... It's in...
It's in a... Black is it Blackfeet? Is that the name of the language?
That's what she kept saying, but I'm sure there's a
whatever.
Word for it.
Yeah, I don't speak TP. But good for them, and I like this song. Like I could work out to that for sure. Or if you were at like a Florida State Seminoles game, like I could see them playing that and the whole crowd going bug fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Braves.
Oh, play that at the Braves game
Chiefs?
In the seventh inning. I'm all in. Chiefs.
They're the Osage.
Okay, yes, sorry.
The Osage.
Duh.
Sorry. We didn't see the movie opening night like you did. Oh, boy. Oh, Moana. Oh,
I think my biggest problem is just Leo kind of goes full Gilbert Grape.
Well, he didn't get nominated.
Yeah.
So.
Full Gilbert Grape.
Like, he's kind of, he goes a little too far with how stupid he is.
Oh.
Is he mentally retarded in this one, too?
I think he's trying to play that. You know, to take away any kind of guilt of the fucked up shit he did. Basically,
yeah, he's not
right?
mentally retarded in the movie, but he's not not.
Yeah, I think, I feel like he's trying to be like, look, like he was taken advantage of by the Robert Downey Jr. or Robert De Niro character and only did this stuff because he's like, IQ is so low or something.
Yeah, he has low IQ in the movie, but he's also a piece of shit, so.
Yeah.
Elon G in the chat said, I just had a mole removed and I'm high as shit watching this. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That would have fun thing to watch at the dentist and pop that up. I like that.
Ugh, seriously.
I had to go to a fucking spend my entire life at a car dealership on Saturday for an employee.
How many perks did they give you? V's or perks?
Percocets? Oh, for him?
Yeah.
I was going to say, for me, they should. When you walk into a car dealership, they should flip you a couple of them. But I sat in there and I did the same thing where I just popped up my phone and just started watching. Fucking game, dude.
So I want to say for documentary film too, I watch every documentary known to man.
I know. Do you know any of these?
No.
It's bullshit, right?
I mean,
what do you think should have won this year? What was the best?
I have
one?
Heard of 20 Days in Mariupol.
You have heard of it?
Yeah, because that's from the Ukraine war. I remember seeing stuff about that.
Oh, Christ. Is that Sean Penn's?
That might be.
Oh.
Look it up,
bought
dude.
And paid if, for.
Holy shit.
Write me a receipt.
If Sean Penn got fucking nominated for an Oscar, I would lose my dick again because I'm already going to lose it very, very soon here. Who is it? Who's the director?
There's no Sean Penn.
Okay, thank God. Oh, they've got. Oh my God! Go down to cast list. They've got Putin as a cast member.
Putin and Zelensky
as himself.
It's just it's archive footage, though. Is what?
Okay.
Yeah.
No need to list them as actors, though. I mean, that's fucking retarded.
Well, it's all self. It's also self.
Again, no need. We know who they are, and if you're just using news clips, unless he shows up and starts playing himself, no need.
But yeah, 20 Days of Mariupol. I've heard of.
My God, man. My God. All right. So we got that. The other thing that was announced today that I'm not amped about for this whole fucking show, and did you want to just drive the Oscars into the fucking ground by letting Jimmy Kimmel host the goddamn Oscars? Jesus Christ. Now the McAfee shit makes sense for Disney. So they obviously had him on tap for this fucking bullshit, but man.
And there Jimmy is. Kimmel is just the weenie that would like pull that card on them too.
Yep.
Like if you don't blah blah blah, I mean, whatever, I don't know. And when you threaten lawyers, like you're gonna do whatever you can before getting to the lawyers, which I think he did.
And the liberal jokes will go well in the room. They will not go well to an overall audience. So expect ratings to be in the fucking toilets. Emmys ended up being the lowest rated of all time, by the
way.
They
were already good. They're going to go great for the audience because it's the only people that have been watching it for a decade.
Yeah, you think middle America's tuning into the fucking Oscars?
They used to. I used to. My parents used to.
In the 90s, maybe. Like, that's been a long time.
I feel like I do obligate. Don't you guys? Like, you feel like you kind of like, you know?
Yeah, don't you guys feel like obligated to watch it or like,
you might not.
It's on? Maybe
might not.
Maybe no.
Not really anymore.
So it. I could be
even
just the generation, dude, where you're just like, hey.
Even as a theater kid?
I know, right?
Even as like a former
You never had a
actor?
Dream of winning an Oscar, Bob?
Of course, yeah, of course I did. I just don't. I'm a jaded adult now, and I just don't care.
Yeah. I'm a film kid.
I don't care about these people jerking
Fair
each
enough.
Other off.
I would like to win an Oscar.
I do want like Oppenheimer to get its flowers, certainly, because I think that
it was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
And it was an impossible task.
And it's an important movie, like it's stuff like that. But like, yeah, in general, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Anymore. We don't care.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think that might be the attitude. Yeah. Go get a hoagie. But then this also, if that's your attitude towards it, I think then that might explain the ratings between the Golden Globes and the Emmys. The ratings for the Golden Globes were through the roof, but it was only because everybody's talking about it, I think it's because it was just on after one of the biggest football games of all time. And people were just like, well, the TV was on and I fell asleep and that's it.
For the Golden Globes?
Yeah. Whereas the Emmys actually had to go up against a football game, and it was 9-9 for them. So, who knows? Oscars is usually in March, unless they moved it up. So it won't be competing against football.
So the Oscars last year got 18.7 million viewers, right? Which mm-hmm. is which is great.
Yeah.
Although
Top Gun,
that's less than how many people streamed Chiefs Dolphins on Peacock.
Correct. Correct. And hey, the ratings for the Chiefs game
yeah,
was 43 million
or
whatever.
50.
Oh, that's right, 50 million. Imagine now you got Taylor Swift, Jason Kelce, all those guys back for Sunday's game. Yeah. Imagine, holy shit, what the number is going to be for that. Because now you got women. Now you got girls who are just going to be watching it for Taylor Swift. There's nothing else on Sunday anyways. Those are going to be the highest goddamn ratings of all time, and I'm looking forward to it. Even I can't wait for that game.
Right.
I'm amped, and I'm in on it. Let me ask you this. Are you in for the storyline? Because we always go to a Super Bowl party or the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's in Vegas, so meh.
Am I in for what? Storyline?
Yeah, for like when we go to Super Bowl parties and shit. Like, are you in for it? Taylor Swift, you want to see in the Super Bowl?
Oh, I like a Super Bowl party,
right?
No matter what.
But isn't that like a talking point? Most women care about the halftime show or like something fun that's going on. Like the Taylor Swift thing really is great for fucking ratings. So is that, are you rooting for the Chiefs on Sunday is what I'm saying?
No.
Really?
I'm just tired of their fucking elitist bullshit.
They're bullshit, man. They're all bad people.
Like, it's very Tom Brady where it's like, okay, you're going to fucking win again. Cool. Like, no, I'm always going to, although it's not going to be an underdog, right? Because I did want the Bills.
I
wanted the Bills.
I know,
but
so did I. It
could never be.
It could
never
be. I know.
There's only one underdog team left.
Jets.
Well,
no, Lions.
It's the Lions. But here's the thing that we did the sports recap show yesterday. The thing that I couldn't even consider or wrap my mind around that I want to say today is if it is Baltimore and Detroit, it's somebody online texted and they were like, this is going to be the most hood Super Bowl of all time. Yes. Yes, it would. Baltimore versus Detroit would be hilarious.
I like that.
It'd be really fucking funny, dude. So
it'd be scrappy. It'd be fun.
I wouldn't mind it. I don't, because I'm with, like, there was a bunch of things. Everybody's making fun of Brock Purdy. I'm with them. I would rather see Detroit in there. And Detroit-Baltimore would be filthy. I don't know if they could afford those tickets, though. That'd be an all-corporate Super Bowl.
And I think for, like, a civilian Taylor Swift admirer,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, not Swifty, just civilian. We're over it, 100%. And not over it, like, in a bad way, mad. We're just kind of, like, literally do not care.
You know what I'm over?
What's that?
All the fucking people that just post the Taylor Swift clips and be like, she's ruining football. This is the worst.
Yeah, that's stupid too, right? Like, I'm not mad at all.
No. Every time they
I'm
do it,
I'm just not
though,
into it.
The NFL gets stronger. And it's what we said, by the way.
And that's all we need.
And something to watch out for in the game on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
If it comes down to one call and it's a close game at the end, you know the NFL is giving the Chiefs the call. They're like, hey, just get her in the goddamn Super Bowl, right?
I don't
just
know. I'll do conspiracies with a lot of things. I'm
you won't
doing...
do a Taylor Swift conspiracy?
I won't do a football Taylor Swift conspiracy, no.
She's making more money than, like, entire countries. So, yeah, I'm in. I think they're going to do it. I think if it's a close play at the end of the game, no, the fix will be in for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I want to see it. I want to see Jason Kelce without a shirt on again. I enjoyed all of that, everything else. I did not know, though, that was the first time she had met them, which is pretty funny.
I don't know if it was it the first time?
That's what they
or they
said.
Haven't really hung out that much, but yeah.
Well, the wife, they have kids. So, like, the wife has got, like, she's normal. She's got three kids. They just announced they're having another one. They're having four a couple days ago. So,
what was that? Why are you pointing to me?
We would have four, but if I don't get my penis chopped off.
You just know Jason Kelce's going to get hot in the next 6 months, right?
He has
like, he's going
to
gonna lose all the weight because he's going to retire.
He's a good-looking dude underneath all that shit, too. So, like, yeah. Both of them are good-looking. So, yeah. That's what happens to a lot of those linemen. They usually slim down like that.
Joe Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Joe
Thomas.
Perfect, yeah. He was on the show. But, yeah, I want to see it. I do. I want to see those guys in the Super Bowl. I like the magic and the pageantry of it. It's the last game of the year. So, yeah.
No,
I
think it'll be good.
It.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I want it to be a good game with mm-hmm. good teams. And I really, really don't care how many times they showed the suite where Taylor Swift is. Except for she does bring crazy, like, randos with her. Like, last time it was Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah.
Which, like...
Yeah, I thought that was him. I forgot to ask him.
Is that confirmed?
Yes, it was.
Because it's so weird. What's their connection?
Again, anytime someone's gay, I just think they're friends with Taylor Swift.
Why?
Because she's a huge ally.
We don't use that word here. We're not doing that.
Queer baiter. I mean, I don't know what she does. Like, whatever.
She's not Gaga.
No, she's not Gaga, but she's not Gaga.
No.
Why do we have to say ally? Can't we just say, hey, we're friends with gay people? Like, what? An ally? What does that mean? Like, if we go to war, that we're going to be
just a buzz
in with them?
Yeah, like if someone's fucking with your gay friend, you're going to...
My buddy, then I would kick the shit out of them, but I'm still going to call him my friend. I'm not going to call him, oh, this is my ally.
Well, he would call you. Jim. He would call you an ally.
I hope he doesn't. I would hope that he calls me. I've never had one gay guy call me an ally.
Would you be like, shut up, this fucking gay?
Yeah, I'd be like, what, gay? By the way, he calls me the hard F word more than anyone, and I'm like, oh. And
so I guess they've... this is really funny. I guess they've like been friends or something for a while. This headline from Vulture in 2022: Gerard Carmichael uses a pic with Taylor Swift on Grindr. He told Howard Stern that they were both at Lena Dunham's wedding, and he got the picture there.
Oh boy! Okay, keep going.
I'll click. I haven't even clicked in.
Yikes,
sorry,
dude.
Yeah.
There's so much going on there.
Yeah.
Gerard Carmichael, Lena Dunham's wedding. Oh, God.
Who else? Is there a guest list?
I can't think of a worse place to be than Lena Dunham's wedding.
I can't
100%.
Either. Holy shit.
But also, like, there would be some interesting people there, and you would be like, wait, why? But I think there would be.
And I'll also
get a guest list.
I'll give Lena Dunham credit. Like, the first couple seasons of Girls, it's pretty well written.
I think the entire...
Extremely, yeah.
I think the entire show, but...
But after that, she is just insufferable.
Who?
Lena Dunham.
Oh, yes.
But Girls was pretty impressive.
Considering what she is.
Considering what she is, her age, even her, like... extreme privilege, rich artistic parents in New York. I mean, I think it was pretty fucking well done.
Okay. By the way, so the Oscar noms just came out, and so like people are going over the snubs right now. I want to go back to this real quick. I forgot that Barry Keoghan guy from Saltburn. I didn't see Saltburn get nominated for anything.
Right.
That was all over the Golden Globes.
Right.
He wasn't nominated. Zac Efron for The Iron Claw. I have not seen that yet. I really, really want to see
Saltburn
that movie.
Is Saltburn a good movie?
Don't know.
So
I mean, it's like a popular movie. I don't know if that makes it a good movie. People just watched it all at the same time.
I have a friend that has penis blindness. Like, she didn't even see in Sex Lives that penis. She was just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she liked it. She said it was very good.
Okay.
But again, she has penis blindness. So if there was anything that happened, you know what I mean? That was like crazy.
Uh-huh.
She wouldn't have seen that part.
Yeah. I also just cut the cord with Netflix, so.
You did?
Yeah. It's the worst streaming service, I think.
Wait, what? Did you hear about the deal they just announced this morning?
No.
Big boy move for Netflix here. $10 billion for all the WWE. And,
I might have to sign back up.
So all of that. Well, here's the thing. The ratings for WWE, I know it sounds crazy, but they're extremely high. It's never left ratings wise ever. And there's it is a massive, massive fan base for it. And so they named The Rock the chairman of the board. He's going to get $50 million and he gets his name back. So now he owns the trademark for The Rock and he gets to use that in perpetuity and all that other stuff. Wild, wild deal. So Netflix is getting into live sports now.
Sure.
And they're gonna $10 billion? Whew. It's a big boy number, dude.
Are they going to have all the rights to the old matches, like from the 90s?
One would imagine. I think that's probably the package that comes with it, right? That's a lot of fucking money.
But other than that, I don't think Netflix has like much to offer.
I agree.
You're right.
When's the last time we sat down and watched something on Netflix that we were like, oh, shit.
I typically scroll for 40 minutes on Netflix. I'm like, God, I don't want to watch any of this.
That's what we do. I watched the new season of Point Break, and it's... It's okay. It's just all the players they were following weren't very good this
year. Oh, Breakpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I was
Breakpoint. I'm sorry.
But I got HBO Max.
Right.
I got YouTube TV.
If you have Hulu, you have all of it.
I got Hulu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they put everything eventually on Hulu, anyways.
YouTube
even
TV
from
is
Netflix.
The best. It's the fucking best of all time. So I'm amped about it. But yeah, we'll be watching it. A lot of people always ask us if we're going to live stream it. We did that years ago. Do you remember that? We live streamed the Oscars from our house.
Mm-hmm. And that was.
And we got dressed up.
Yeah, but we had no technology to do so. I think it was just on our phone.
Right? It was, yeah. It was fun.
It was not. It was not really like a live broadcast.
Jesse was watching around. Yeah, I mean, it was live.
Yeah, I had a gown. Was,
yeah, you were walking around a gown, mm-hmm. No shoes.
Yeah, yeah. I can wear like my wedding dress maybe.
If it wasn't Kimmel, I would do it. I don't know what excitement you're going to get out of this show now. So if it was The Dream, which was going to be Ricky Gervais and Chappelle, that's what Ricky Gervais pitched.
Right.
All in. And then, yes, we would have done it live. But for Kimmel, I don't really fucking care. You know, I'll pop in. I'll watch it, obviously, but I'm not banging my scrote against the wall, you know, mm-hmm. in excitement for Jimmy Kimmel, for Christ's sakes.
Sure.
So,
can I ask you, can we switch gears for just one second?
Go ahead, yeah.
Do you know who L. King is?
L. King.
Singer.
E-L-L-E? King?
Yeah.
Don't know who that is. Why?
Why don't you pull up a picture first?
Okay.
She was singing with Miranda for a while, a little bit bigger.
Miranda
pretty.
Cosgrove?
Well, her first big hit was X's and O's.
Oh, yeah, I know that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Atreyu?
What?
I know who this is. I didn't know her name, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
L. King.
You know whose
daughter she is.
Martin Luther's?
Rob Schneider.
I did not know that, actually.
Rob
really?
Schneider, yep.
No shit. I didn't mm-hmm. know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. What does she have written across her tits there? That's a long sentence.
Damn, I'm something.
Okay.
All right.
Fill in the blank, right?
Begins with a G. Does it say gorgeous?
Or good?
Not really
good.
Sure.
Damn, I'm good.
Maybe good.
That's good. It's good. Damn, I'm good.
She's good. She's talented.
Okay.
What
happened?
Did some stuff with Miranda Lambert. I think they had like a...
They had a really
successful
good country song.
Song and she's like country.
Oh, that's
in the
right.
country
yes,
genre.
Yes, yes. I remember that
she,
song.
She did
she
not
won.
Start out in the country genre.
No.
No, yeah. But
and
she ended up winning
for that
song.
She's from LA. She's from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Rob Schneider, whatever. So this is her at the Grand Ole Opry doing the Dolly Parton. There's a Dolly Parton tribute. And I think she was like the only, one of the only people singing there.
Okay.
So... We'll just go ahead and...
Yeah, play this.
I want you to focus on a couple things.
All right.
Accent and intoxication level.
Yeah, pump up the volume here and let me get wet.
I'm not even gonna fucking lie. Y'all bought tickets for this shit? You ain't getting your money back. I'll tell you one thing is true. I'll tell you one thing.
Los Angeles,
hi, my name is
yep.
L. King. I'm fucking
hammered. So, we'll get to that.
We're celebrating Dolly's birthday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Are you familiar with the conspiracy that every time a Rob Schneider movie comes out, there's a major oil spill?
Did you just fucking make that up?
No, shouts to Nick Torini from Barstool, but he kind of broke it down. Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo came out.
Uh-huh.
Same time as the Erica tanker spill. We have Hot Chick, which came out. I mean, there's just like five major Rob Schneider movies all came out within the same time, immediately after there was an oil spill. The Katrina oil spill in 2005 after Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
Yeah. And what are you saying? Who are you saying is behind? What's the point? Like, what's...
I think Rob Schneider's responsible for a
the
lot
oil
of these oil spills.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Look.
Maybe. I'm not going to rule it out.
Look.
First thing I thought when I saw this video, because I know the songs. I know her music. I heard that song with Miranda Lambert. She's kind of forgettable because there's a lot of people that sing like that to me, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was drunk. So I think the route you're going is why she sounds so super Southern.
No, and she's wasted.
I was going to say, it just sounded like she was fucking trash, slurring her words. So,
nah, she was putting an accent
and
on.
The
you
accent
think so?
Was, yeah. Oh, does he need to hear again?
No, I heard it. It sounded like a kind of Southern, but also like it could be you're super fucking wasted or you're Southern. So, all right. Either way. Okay. Whatever.
I was focusing on both because, you know, the video is already called like, you know, L. King receives backlash. Grand Ole Opry is apologizing for her, you know, performance. So you already know that. And then the accent is what really got me.
Set it off for you.
And I had to be like, where are you from? And you're like Nepo baby.
Well, that's a lot of people though. Kid Rock is the same way. He was from Detroit, now lives in Nashville, and he's basically a cowboy now.
Yeah, but Detroit is something that you can be like, okay, I don't know.
Kid Rock also not the white trash persona he puts on.
What do you mean? You're not saying his dad owned a huge car dealership and he grew up in a mansion, are you?
I'm not sure. We don't know.
Can't fact check it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. They've shown that picture of his, the drone shot of his father's house that he grew up in for years. And it's a fucking mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah, with this one, I couldn't tell. Southern drunk, whatever. I with her, though, it's one of these people, I don't care. She actually has a really good voice.
She does. She's good.
But I think everybody, once they hit that country world, wants to fucking live that life now. So
they gotta be. Mine
is next song.
Yeah.
It's going. Hang on. Let me put in some Black Buffalo here and kind of fucking scoot on down the road and do some shit and we can fucking do this.
The performance was pretty fucking crazy too. She's just like yelling at the audience. Doesn't know the words.
Good.
She's like, you fucking paid for this shit.
Yeah. All y'all motherfuckers learn what you're gonna do right now.
I mean, it was that thick of an accent too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like it. You know, I'd like to throw it on and be fun and flirty sometimes, you know, when I do the old Southern lawyer. That's probably how I wish I talked in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an old Southern lawyer, Mr. Murdoch, where's your wife? Where's Buster? Where you hiding, Buster?
Where Pawpaw?
Where Pawpaw?
Where Pawpaw and Buster?
Let me see that cell phone footage again now, Mr. Murdoch. That's how I wish I could talk to everybody in real life, and it would be great. I told you I put on a fake accent during COVID, and that was the only way that I kind of got through the day.
Okay, what was it?
It was a really deep voice, and I was doing it at HEB when we moved here because we had to wear a fucking mask and shit into places.
Oh, yeah.
So I would talk to people, man, I really appreciate your help today. This meant a lot to me. And they couldn't see any of my face, so it could have been anyone. And I did that probably 6 or 7 times. And if anybody actually knew it was me, they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you doing this? But it was my little, just that one fuck you from me to myself. Mm-hmm. Kind of like walking around with a half pound of shredded boar's head in your pants in a fucking Ziploc bag where right. It's like, I have my own secret throughout the day. You don't know this, but it's for me. That one was for me because I didn't want to wear the mask and I was tired of being treated like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, great. Now you get this fucking weird accent and that's what's going to be my fun thing for the day.
Sure.
So I don't mind it. When you do it in public like this, yeah, you're going to get fucking blasted for it. There's nothing you can do.
Right.
Sorry about it. Did you guys get all nooked up today? Or crime cornered? Don't worry about it. Are you guys doing one? Are you doing a show on Friday?
We're doing a show Friday, and I forgot my computer, so I don't have my stuff on here.
Look at you.
I was gonna raw dog.
So what are you staring at right now?
It's just a prop.
I do have a cringe corner.
Oh, okay, perfect.
You didn't respond to this.
Sorry.
Jesse doesn't do phones or computers or anything.
I respond sometimes,
but I think we'll enjoy this.
Okay,
it's a little. I'll show it.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I gotta pull it up here.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a nightmare situation for any guy, but like it's also not possible. I feel like I don't even understand how it's possible. Now this gentleman's at a twerk contest.
Oh God.
Okay.
Is this real?
Yeah, I've seen this.
Kill the volume. There you go.
And it's over, and everyone starts pointing at him. And they're like, wait, what?
Oh.
He got too excited.
Really?
Wait, did he get too excited?
Or did she get excited?
Yeah.
They're all saying he did.
I think it was her.
I didn't see her touch him.
Rewind the tape. Rewind the video here. Okay.
It's a pretty focused spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
After further review,
it might be the dude.
Now, the best part is it just cuts to every woman laughing their ass off at this now just worthless man in their eyes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you wear your hat like that, you're pretty much a dick giveaway.
When you go to a twerk contest venue.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Go back to where
do you check your dignity already at the door? I mean, what is happening?
Yeah. You do.
Do you just like, are you already there?
they put it up on the big screen.
Yeah. Are you already at the twerk contest? Like, it's just a bar or a club and they just show up? Or do you?
No, that's definitely a promotion. Like, you know, going in.
You make an effort. Yeah. You go in knowing.
Yeah. You know, going in what's going to happen to you there. And it's not great for that guy. Man.
Like, that did it for you, huh?
Yeah.
That was enough. That was enough for you.
This first is my favorite. This chick just like killing him. Oof. Hundreds of women.
Yeah, just laughing at him. Look at that, dude. And that's
why are there so many women here?
That's today's. They're contestants, Jesse. So.
Participating.
Yeah, that's what today's society.
And what is he? What does he keep doing?
I don't know.
So he doesn't want to get up because he probably just came in his pants and he's just like, oh shit, I got to wait for this boner.
Yeah, he's really laying down there for a long time.
Now, if you make a man come his pants from twerking, do you automatically win the contest?
I would think.
I would say yes.
I don't know how anyone else is topping that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, look at this girl. She's in shock. They're all in shock. Holy
shit.
She's
there with her children. The children are in shock.
Look at that.
This chick behind...
Oh yeah.
She's
great
dead.
Freeze frame.
She's
oh
dead.
Boy, dude.
She's just like cannot
twerk
believe it.
Contest gone wrong. Look at
this is like this is the type of thing you have like terrifying dreams about in high school, right?
For
like
sure.
The worst nightmare you've ever had. You're at like a dance and just blast off. Or like just something like that. Like this is just
blast.
I would rather shit my pants every day for a year. In public.
That's a bold statement.
Than that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Bob.
And Bob. That's enough.
Bob.
That's enough. Bob.
That would
that's...
I mean, now I wouldn't care. Now I'm 37, I don't care. But like if this happened to high school me.
Oh, you would have chosen the shitting your pants.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather become pants than shit pants.
Yeah, shit pants. Oh, there's shit pants. Oh, there's fucking splooge pants.
Because you won't be able to shake that.
There's splooge jeans, SJ.
Like even if the next year you're not shitting.
Yeah.
People aren't going to think about that. They're only going to think about the year of shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
The year of shit.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah. Although, there was a kid who got popped jacking off in eighth grade, and that stayed with him the rest of his fucking life. So, that's the only name I know him by is that nickname. I'm not going to say it on air in case they listen, but poopy pants, I don't really know too many people, you know?
Yeah.
There was a girl who shit the bed in college that my buddy hooked up with, and those names were awesome because she was from Pittsburgh, so everybody called her the Steel City Shitter forever, like for 4 years, the Steel City Shitter, and that was, I swear to God, that's the only thing I know her as. I don't even remember her real name. The Steel City Shitter was it.
People don't forget.
They don't forget. Yeah. So it's a tough one now that I'm thinking about it. Ugh.
Right.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Pooper, Steel City Shitter. I mean, there was so many
people. Sure, sure.
So many names for this girl.
Yeah.
Great way to end the show, though, is on that's a twerk horrible. Contest with that girl's face down there.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's the best freeze frame
she
you've ever done on this
so
show,
Bob. So amused.
Look at that. Look at the laughter from the white girl and then the shock of the black girl and then the laughter from the Mexican girl. It looks like a brochure for a junior college, like that they're in the quad having a good time, you know. All
they're having
mixed races,
they're having
a great time.
A great time,
and that's junior college. You're always having a great time,
right?
Fun show, kids. We appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Spotify is always ahead of iTunes for whatever reason.
Charts wise.
No, just reviews wise. I guess because it's easier and you don't have to write any words on there. Do it. Look, just get us to 10,000 and I'll fucking shut up, dude. We're getting closer on Drinking Bros. Once we do it, I can never not say. I can't wait for that day. I cannot fucking wait for that day. I'm so tired of saying it at the end of these fucking shows. What are you laughing at? What's going on over there? Oh, it's Joel playing the fucking engine song to close this out.
Close
I love
this
it.
Out.
Louder,
get ready
Joel.
For the day.
Louder for me.
Get ready for the day.
Can you guys hear this at all?
Leave a... I think you may be able to hear it. Go ahead and do the closeout.
I love it, Joel. Shit. From the Osage tribe, Jesse Wiseman, who pretended to be a Mexican for most of her adult life. I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We'll be right back.